Good evening, gentlemen. This is Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu for the K2 IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, meeting on this frequency and repeater just about every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 o'clock. Don't have to be a member of Transit, just check in and be part of our roundtable discussion. Anything's fair game, whatever we put on the table, we'll discuss and have a heck of a good time doing it. With that, right now I'm just doing special event certificates over at the home QTH computer and opening it up to check it. Again, this is K2 IRT. Alright, do we have any of the K2 IRT members on frequency tonight? I'm give another call. I realize it's the holidays and the majority of the members may be out, but try them one more time. Again, this is the K2 IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. We'll see if we have any check-ins with the K2 IRT group. Come on in.
Good evening, Lobie. This is Van 2OKB from Orange County, New York. Good evening to everyone present on the net tonight. Again, this is November 2, Oxford 2 of Bravo. Good evening to everyone.
Mr. C, how you doing? How you doing tonight? FWA2AG for the K2 IRT group. Looks like it's going to be a quiet night tonight. I forgot it was the middle of the New Year's holiday here, so a lot of the guys may not be here tonight yet.
Well, tell me about it. I've been to quite a few places today to try to take better care of business and to find the surprise that some of the places were closed due to the holiday. I was not aware that we were in the middle of that holiday. But some places were open, some were closed. It's my understanding by the weekend that they're all going to be returning back. But definitely, that's probably going to make the net probably a little smaller than usual. Over to you, Lovey.
All right, you got the K2 IRT group, WA2AXG here. Well, that's okay. As long as we're here, we've made our presence known, right? I was up at 53rd Street yesterday and talking to the gang up there, and I was sad to find out laying off all the secretaries, so my old secretary is up there for a good 5 years. They're showing her the door this September, and it's a shame, too, because just to have age, yes, just have to sit it out and see. Things ain't getting better.
Okay, let me give some space to maybe, someone wants to check in, and I'm going to stand by for a few seconds, and to all Kibbe.
All right, and this is K2 IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group. Again, meeting here just about every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general. You don't have to be a member, just check in and join the roundtable. Some topics out on the table, and we'll chew it up and spit it out. Again, this is Bob, or Lobie if you prefer, WA2AXG, for the K2 IRT group. Yeah, looks like it's going to be a very quiet night tonight, a very quiet night. And you know something? I need a quiet night. I had a busy day today. I've been babysitting my new grandson twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And even though he's only 6 months old, the little guy is wearing me out. Back to you. We got WA2AXG for K2 IRT.
As a matter of fact, I came across with Andy the other day down on 53rd Street. I was right in there in the lobby to one of my guys there, and when Andy walked right in, had the chance to talk to him personally. It's been a while since the last time I was in a K2 IRT meeting, and we met there personally. So that day, what was that, last week, actually, it happened to be last week somewhere, that, towards the Friday, he walked in. It was coming out, coming back from the field. And I had the opportunity to eyeball him personally after such a while. And to all KB in the group.
OKV, you got WA2AXE, K2IRT. Yeah, as I said, we're trying to keep K2IRT together. Sadly, a majority of the core members have retired. Now, I'm still a major part of it. Wally was let go. Ken, our CW maven, just retired 2 weeks ago. So, between them and me retiring, Abe retired. There's just, we have to stir up a little bit more interest. Right now, with what they said on the news, it's pretty rough in the TA. They even put back the 2nd Avenue subway now, and it'll probably open 2020. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was watching the news, that thing on the top, one of the top news evenings on 7 o'clock from Channel 7 Eyewitness News. But they also have some problems there, because the businesses around in the area are complaining that they're losing a lot of business since the MTA started with the construction of the 2nd Avenue line. As a matter of fact, a lot of the business signs that are not visible, and some of the individuals that can't even see that the business is there. Some of the customers haven't returned back, thinking that probably they called, and they're blaming it on the MTA. And of course, I believe that that's what they're looking for, is for the MTA to subsidize their loss, you know.
All right, the K2IRT group. Well, the handout, and MTA spelled backwards is ATM. They want to dole out the money. It's amazing to note that back in 1900 to 1904, in a period of 4 years, we built the entire core of the IRT from City Hall Station all the way up to Harlem, four tracks. We built 18 substations. We built, at the time, the world's largest powerhouse. 4 years. And they keep saying that, you know, nowadays they run into utilities. And if you look at what the IRT went through and what they had to dig up and the utilities they had to move and the sewer pipes and the water mains, it's nothing new. I think the politicians have their fingers in the works. And for a project that should only take a couple of years, it's a crying shame to see how long it's taking. You got the K2IRT group.
Whiskey Romeo.
And Andy, how doing, Andy?
Bobby, how are you? Always a pleasure. OKV, how are you, sir? Nice to hear you in there. And I heard you talking about the 2nd Avenue thing. One of my cousins owns a bar right there on, I think, 85th or 86th, or in between 85th and 86th, right on 2nd Avenue. And I feel for a man that kind of losing his shirt up there. You can't see his bar to get to it. You got to walk over planks and all this other stuff. He's really feeling some pain. But I keep telling him, don't worry, man. When it's all done, it'll all be much better. This is KS2WRN in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Back over to net control.
W2FBR Mobile. Good evening, gents.
Everybody's coming out of the woodwork. Steve, W2FBR, Andy, Costa's up there. We got everybody, so we're doing good today. And, yeah, Andy, but it's still a shame that they started digging the hole for the 2nd Avenue subway 2 years ago. They gave it a completion date of after 2018, more like 2020, when you factor in everything. 10 years to go, three stops.
yet. It took us only 4 years to go from City Hall all the way to Harlem. So something is wrong somewhere. And since you and I and the rest of us have been in the planning stages, we all know where the problems are. And we're just going to stand back. It's not our job anymore to say why. Let's give it up to Steve, FBR. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, pretty good, Lobby. W-Relay 2AXZ. Getting my tongue all tied up here. This is W2FBR. And greetings to Andy. I don't know who else is in here, but I was in the car and I all of a sudden the bell rang off in the head. Oh, 8 o'clock. It's Thursday night. Wow. I might actually be able to catch the net. So, anyway, good evening, gentlemen. Hope everyone had a decent summer. Mine was sentimental and nothing overly spectacular. The only thing spectacular was the heat. It was absolutely god-awful. And all I can say is I'm glad we have some cool weather here the last day or so. So much better. Just kind of hampered everything. My mood, my motivation just was totally wiped out here with all this heat. So maybe I'll come around again now as the temperature is dropping a little bit. How you doing, Lobby? Glad to see you made it back from your trip okay. Hope Junior Operator Prince is doing okay and everything else is going all right as well. I don't know who all's in here, so I'll just shoot it back to you. W2AXZ in the group, W2FBR Mobile, heading down to Belmar again. Usual Thursday night routine.
W2FBR and the gang, this is the K2IRT group. Well, it's too hot, it's too much for me. This was one of the first summers that I truly despised from the beginning. It was miserable. And more than that, I just had to eat through it. It was just a shame to go through it. It was just too hot. But I'm looking outside. They got the camper opened up. I'm stocking it up. And Sunday, I'm taking a ride to the Canadian border, where I've been watching the weather come through there. And it's been in the 60s during the day and the 40s during the night. That's my weather. Now, if I can be up there and be in the middle of a snowstorm, that'll be the best of all. That'll be the best of all. All right, Steve. Let's give back up to Ed 2 OKV and see what's happening on his side of the world. Just curious, are you using that internet connection there, or are you on the regular radio today?
Bob, I'm on the air calling system from Orange County, New York. Seems to work very well for me. So it took me a while to tune it up and fine-tune all these parameters on the system here. You got to match the audio. You got to match the internet protocol and all that stuff. And then I have a router at home. Yeah, and that's the biggest part of the whole problem here. When you have a router, you have to configure the router. Also, you have to configure the firewall and the computer system and the firewall in the router. Otherwise, you're going for a major headache, and you got to create all the open few ports in order for the calling to function properly. Let me take this opportunity here to say hello to Andy in New Jersey and Steve on mobile. It's been a pleasure, Andy. Nice to hear you again. I know that you've received me in New Jersey very well. I can tell here by my meters here on the echo link system, how the audio and everything else is coming out. You should be receiving these stations very well there in New Jersey. Over to you, Andy.
Fine business over here. You're in this link 100% without a doubt. Now one day I will learn how to do that because I'm one of these computer guys. I have no problem playing and tweaking that stuff. I just got to get a better computer down here in the shack. The computers in the shack are numbered 5 and 6 that I have running here at the house. But they're old guys. They're like
You're in the same class as the old SO machine. So, Rob knows what I'm talking about. Is that KF2WR, that control.
Well, the old computers used to work quite well until they stopped. And my biggest keeper up in SO was letting Unisys come in the building to fix things. Because usually when they fix things, it drove everybody totally bananas. So I thought the gang was getting rid of Unisys, but it looked like they signed up for another few years of grief and upset. So you know what you guys have to do? You know, we usually fix everything ourselves up at 53rd. If we have to, at the last resort, we'll call the Unisys people in. All right. Now, Steve, W2FBR got those great pictures from the R1 and 9 run. And I was going to tell you a quick story. I made a temporary quick fix to make some light bulbs for the fluorescent trains there. Let me drop it. All right. You got the K2IRT group there. Yeah, on the old R16, the old R series, which uses the 4-foot fluorescents, the special fluorescents that have a star tip on the end, instead of having just the two pins or the round single pin at the end, this one has the single star pin, and that's put on the trains to prevent them from moving. Apparently, they're not made anymore. Or at least they don't want to make them unless it's a special order. So the guys ordered what was close to it, a Phillips bulb, and I took a little needle nose plier and dented my own star pattern at the end, and I put it in one of the trains down there, and surprisingly the thing lit up and it worked. So I put it in last Thursday, or Wednesday I should say, and I'm going to be at the museum tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to take another walkthrough, and I'm going to see if it held up, and if it did, we'll expand it, and anytime we have an outage, we'll just have to make our own bulbs. Okay, give it back over to Steve, W2FBR.
Yeah, it sounds like a good fix, Globy. As the old timers would say years ago, improvisation. Sometimes you have to do it that way. Let me see how old are you here. Sometimes it's the only way to do it. I mean, there's a lot of improvisation going on with the museum cars. Substituting electric heaters for triple charging circuits and replacing sockets of light bulbs with instead of the old reverse thread battery emergency lights, replaced it with regular normal threaded bulbs, and for the emergency lights, all kinds of stuff, substituting new parts for old where you can, and the stuff resuscitated, and all wonderful word, improvisation. So this is a good thing. I'm glad to see that, I'm glad you see that you took the Lobby adapter, the Lobby star kit to the end of the fluorescent bulb. So that's pretty slick. So hopefully it won't change any issues with the, current draw as far as current draw and the balance are concerned. I guess the wattage is the same. I'm assuming that the wattage of the bulbs will be the same for what was there before. I don't think it would change the wattage too much. Put the same group, W2FBR Mobile.
All right, Steve, W2FBR, K2IRT group. Yeah, same wattage. Again, the older bulbs, of course, were marked DC, DC supplies and all. These are regular AC bulbs, and I don't know how heavy the end cathode and anodes are, so that's why we put one in and we're trying it out on one of the cars. I threw a note up on the board in the office, up in the museum office, and I told the gang, keep an eye on it. If anything happens, give me a call. And so far, I haven't gotten a call. So after a week is up, when I go there tomorrow, if I notice it's burning, you know, it's burning decently, I expect it to be burnt on one end, since it's only on one side and they haven't been reversing it. I'm the one that's been reversing it every other week there. We'll switch it over, and now if I find any empty lights or bulbs that are shot, I'll throw it in. But you can only improvise so much. We had another socket, a burnout of a socket in the triplex, the C car of the triplex. And I notified the museum. They have to get a hold of Bill and all the other gang that does the repairs on that. I'd be more than happy to do it, but since I'm just a simple electrician and I've never played with trains, I know some of these sockets have special fixtures in there that actually short out to keep the rest of the lights going, like a Christmas tree. So yeah, I don't want to screw around with the thing unless I got Bill Wall or Art Murphy or one of the gang there that knows how to do this. They can show me, and we'll try to keep these cars up and going. All right. I think we shed enough light on that subject here. Let's give it back up to Andy, and then we'll go up to Orange County. So KF2WR, WA2AXZ, and the K2IRD group.
2WR, Andy here in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Well, fine business on the cars, Bob. That's I always get a smile every time we talk about the old cars there. And we still shut the power off there every night?
Yep, the girls go down, they shut it on and off. The guys, I think Phil and the guys made a nice little power panel with them. And what happens is in the morning they press the close button. And before the breaker closes, you got an alarm bell going off to warn everybody that the power's going on, and then it times out with a like an 86 relay, and the breaker slams in.
Yeah, definitely a safer way to do that. I remember back in the day, we're talking back 15 years now, when I was on the PM tour out of Hoyt Street. We used to have to send two maintainers down there each night and pop the hand switch. That was, you know, part of the duty, and you mark it in the book. But, yeah, this breaker thing is definitely the way to fly.
Yeah, I remember sitting on the desk when I was a maintainer. A1, A2, court to bond. A1, A2, court to bond. Sort of sounding like a parrot, but we knew what we were doing. We had a good time with the museum, and definitely... we're just that happy to keep everything going, man. Changes along the way. We're getting ready for the big bus thing. I was meaning to talk to you, Andy. September 26th. September 26th is a Sunday. And they're going to be opening up that bus fest again. And I think they may want to move that old truck that we have over at Forest Parkway, that old test truck. The keys are still wrapped on the steering wheel there. And I'll be talking to them at the museum. They want to move this sometime the week before. So if I'm not around, I'll have them give you a Bob Schmidt a call. And we'll make arrangements for them to have the truck pick it up and take it over to East New York shop for a dusting. Go ahead.
Yeah, fine business, Bob. Yeah, to anybody else listening, that's the Atlantic Antic is the name of this thing. It's Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn on the 26th. Come on out. We're going to have all the old buses out there. We're going to have our old 1939, I believe, an auto car out there. And there's going to be 600 vendors out there this year. And it's just a great day out. It certainly is. KF2WR. And yeah, Bobby, if you want me to, I have no problem. I'll make those arrangements and get the station open so they can come and gently take our prize possession out of there.
All right, Andy, that's a 1936 auto car. 1936 auto car with a flathead straight six. And it's just amazing. You know, when I was up in Vermont last week, I driving by, and they had a little bit of an auto show, and they had several of the cars in the pre-teens, like 1908, 1909, Pupmobile, Rio, what was the other one again? oddball names that were in the background then. And these were beautiful restorations of cars. And I love the hand cranks. And what I loved even more is these guys really put the care into getting these machines set up right. That they went out and they had to start the engines. And one guy was sitting behind the steering wheel and he was playing with the spark advance on the steering wheel. And the other guy went to the front and a quarter of a turn and these things were started. They would just come to life. I'm sure it never did that back when these things were young, okay?
Yeah, I remember Grandpa talking about his taxi cabs. He was a cab driver in Manhattan for 50 years, my grandfather. And he talked about his cab doing that exact thing. But when you're by yourself in the morning, on a cold morning, you can crank that some, you know what, so many times, he would say. Very funny.
Without a doubt. All I know is I'm leaving for Springs Point, Alexandria Bay, Sunday, and I'm trying not to get back for at least a week and a half. I'm going to just cool my heels up there, bring the basset hat with me, and do something I haven't done all summer. Sit. All I want to do is sit. Play a little radio and sit. And we'll see how far we get. All right, let's go back up to N2OKV. You got WA2AXZ in the New York City Transit K2IRT group. Hello, OKV, you up there? Maybe the Echo Link got unlinked. We'll come back to him in a few minutes. So we'll go back to Steve, W2FBR. What are you heading home right now, Steve? Are you going to hit the diner?
No, I'm heading down to pick up my mom, Logan. Am I missing your repeater at all from where I'm located? Yeah, I'm in Wall Township, New Jersey.
That's pretty good. Wall Township, New Jersey. We're coming in here pretty decent. So, I think, Andy and Steve, I've been hearing that meeting yesterday. It sounds like you're conspiring to cut off the 207th Street Yard again, Andy.
Yes, the plans are in effect once again to leave 207th Street Yard in the dock. Same thing as last time. We gotta make these cuts, and we have to get this high tension feeder back in service one more time. And you know, we gotta set up all the generators and power everything up. And it's a lot of work, but hopefully this time will be one of the last times we'll have to do it. So the capital project gets in there, and they can upgrade the whole low tension. But as you know, Bob, I got some of your old paperwork out there, and I'm going through it, and I'm writing up the procedure and everything. You know the steps to that, Dan.
And you're also going to cut some pipes, so the same pipes or a different set of pipes?
Same pipes in the opposite end of the loop, not in the house right outside the substation, the opposite end of the loop. Same three pipes are going to do the same thing, just cut them. I'm thinking we made two cuts, remember? We took out the pipe with two cuts. I'm thinking actually just doing one cut and taking out the nut and bolt on top of the oil breaker and just removing it at one piece like that, three and two.
All right, so the only reason why we made the two cuts is that everybody was in a big hurry. They wanted the power back on in the yard right away, and we only had a half-hour window. So that you've got the luxury of time to cut through it, because you remember, all those potheads are wrapped with the original varnish, cambric, and tape and everything. You've got the luxury of taking that down, and go ahead and make the one cut, and life will be much better for you.
Yeah, we also made the two cuts the first time when we put the ground on that switch. I don't know if you recall, but we got the switch on the substation. Not that I have to do that this time. But that's going to be my reasoning, just to make the one cut.
All right, why not? Let's go for it and see what we can do. Well, it could be better. Less of a headache. top, you're at the edge of the repeater, you're breaking up pretty bad. W2FBRT, K2IRT. As I said, you must be at the edge of the repeater or in a dead area because you're breaking up. Try it one more time. We'll see if you clear through. And Andy, it looks like it's just you and me right now. I think Steve went out of range. You back with us?
I keep getting this beep in the background. Sounds like a hawk on it. Did you hear that?
They're doing something, a new time, so they're repeating.
Yeah, I thought you might have been hooked up to a machine there, Lobie. I was getting worried for a second. Well, you had Prince hooked up, one or the other.
No, but there are times I'd like to hook Prince up, plug his tail into the wall, and calm him down a little bit. He's a great dog. He's a wonderful puppy. But starting about 7 o'clock, he just turns into a wild hound. Starts nibbling and biting and running around and barking and just trying to calm the little guy down. I was talking to Joe Cunningham, and his nephew out in Long Island has a basset hound too. And the basset hound out there, Jeeves, is the same way. But he starts about 8 o'clock. He goes for a half an hour, like he turns into a tough job. And then right after it's over, he just mellows out and sits there like a mule bouncing down the road. There must be something inbred with them. They want to run out and hunt for the moon. Back to you, Andy.
Yeah, our little one down here, she's about 1 year, 2 months. And she mellows out all day, but right around 7, 8 o'clock, she's just running around with the ball, kicking this, flipping that. But as each month progresses, that span of time that she runs around after 7 o'clock, it's been getting shorter and shorter. I'm very happy to report.
Well, we'll have to see what happens with this little guy here. He'll be a year old on October 5th. So I think we're going to have a birthday party up at 53rd Street. I just hope everybody is still up there in October.
About everybody being up there, the lawyers came marching in today to the aid of those who were going to be displaced, I shall put it that way.
Gentlemen like this. I was going to say, and recently acquired a repeater system, UHF, and I'm planning to hook it up and see if I could also connect the Echo Link to the, actually I'm working on the interface right now, small purpose system which actually all it does is get activated by the current BIOS on the system and triggering the on and off switch on the PCPP switch on the radio system. It's going to be connected to the to a mobile radio, which is mobile radios are already wired to work as a repeater on UHF. And it's got a nice controller too. That's a very nice repeater controller. I acquired that for a very decent price on an Amplus. And believe me, the radio is in excellent condition. If, well, you know, if you guys have any plans to hook up a repeater for the K2IRP, this will be a perfect repeater.
I appreciate it. We appreciated that. And we have to see what's going to happen in the future. Trying to get more people interested in the radio group. Again, the core group, sadly, a lot of guys upped and retired, and they don't get on 2 meters to beat the band. You know, Wally doesn't get on 2 meters. Ken very rarely gets on 2 meters. Again, we're in the middle of the holidays now, so the rest of the other group are off today, but still, we're trying to get the message out for as much as we can to get more people involved with the K2IRD group, but it's just getting harder and harder, not only because of the problems in the TA, but again, a lot of guys don't want to be on the radio. It's a shame.
Well, yeah, it is unfortunate. Although I'm finding out that plenty of ham radio operators on the system, on MPA. As a matter of fact, I came across one yesterday at the, what do you call them, Mike Quill Bus Depot. Not too far from the 53rd Street, it's on 41st and 12th Avenue. But on the ground floor, the guy is an EMP with the volunteer ambulance corps officer here in Orange County. He's got all kind of type of radios in his car, and that's how I detected him. Also, I saw the dual band antenna on the trunk. And he's a boss dispatcher, supervisor. And he's also an airplane pilot. So I couldn't believe this guy. You know, you name it. Anything that you can do, this guy is licensed, and he's capable of doing it. He's active in all these activities. Licensed to aviation radio. He's licensed for ham radio. He has a commercial radio license for operating on marine vessels. So, you know, it's very active, and he didn't know. He didn't know that the K2IRP existed.
All right, got the K2IRP group here. Hold on 1 second. The phone is ringing. I'll be right back there.
Steve, I heard you in there. Are you back? Yeah, I think we're going to have to, we might go on a whole different approach to doing outreach of some kind. Apparently, we've been our own little group for a long time, and we've been very happy with our own little group for a long time, but our little group has gotten littler, so I think we're going to have to venture out. You get out to a lot of places, OKV, don't you, with your end of this job, right?
Probably you will see me at any facilities. I'm not nice to Manhattan and Bronx, but because of the knowledge and all the things that I've been involved with the MTA, besides my job relations, I'm also pretty much involved with the world mass, the weapons of mass destruction hazmat team. You probably heard about it. The MTA invested a lot of money buying special equipment and parts for these purposes. Equipped with all these hazmat equipment, suits, and FCBA's equipment, and all kind of detections of weapons of mass destruction. And I'm pretty much involved with that, and very active with the group. So we had approximately 100 members, and we conduct quarterly. We do an exercise, practice exercise, which I have one coming up soon in Colony Island. And I go out every facility, every location, and pretty much I see, you know, how much ham radio operators we have in the system. Going on 4th Street, we got a bunch of them in the barn where they repair the trains, train maintenance, mechanics, Class A, Class B. It's a bunch of them, train operators out there, but a lot of them don't even have the knowledge. We even have one. Believe it, Andy, we have one at 240th Street. He's a yeoman, his wife. His wife is a train operator, and he's also a train operator. And he administered the test for the Youngest Amateur Radio Group. He's part of the VEC. So, but he didn't, like I said, I had a conversation with him. He was not aware of the K2IRT. I just happened to brief him on the club, you know. But I guess that we got to approach it differently.
Hey, you got WA2AMD for K2IRT. Just a quick note, guys. Val is with us, AB2ZEQ, but he can't transmit. Apparently, he was on the phone giving me a call here. Apparently, he's got his antenna. He's got a little portable antenna, and it seems to be locked up in his daughter's room, and she's not around to open up the door. So Val wanted me to pass all his greetings to the gang here. And as for K2IRT, we tried advertising in various media, and sad to say now, the newsletter, the At Your Service, is closed down. Right now we're waiting to hear they may be closing down transit. So it's going to be pretty rough. You know, we're not going to have an in-house organ to really spread the word. So pretty much it's going to have to be word of mouth. Maybe we can pin something on the bulletin board and see how far we get with that. It's something that we have to discuss, and we're going to get together I think sometime next month and get the gang, what's left of the gang, together and keep it going. Let's give it up to Andy, KF2WR, and again, say hi to Val. Val's out there, hand transmit.
Val, always a pleasure. Good to hear you in there, even via landline, via radio. Hope everything's well, my friend. Yeah, Ron Lobey, we're going to figure something out. We still have, we have heart, and that's what we need. And I think we'll be all right just with the heart that we have. And bigger doesn't mean better. Bigger means different. And we might just have to be different. And that's just the way it's going to go. So with that, I'm going to bow out, fellas. I got an ice cream sandwich up there and somebody waving it at me. So I'm going to go grab my ice cream sandwich. And I'll tell you, I'll make this my 7-3 round. I'll just listen out from this point in. But it's been a pleasure. OKV, Steve, and of course, Bob. Everybody have a safe week coming up. And Bobby, if I don't talk, you have a safe trip, all right? Best of wishes to you and the little guy. KF2WR.
All right, and the phone's ringing again. Hello? Okay, I got Steve on the phone now, so hold on one second there. Let's give it back up to N2OKV. Pick it up, and I'll be right back.
Okay, Bob, no problem. I just want to take this opportunity. I know in the background I got Rob Chapman listening. But let me say hello to my friend, even though he can't reply back, but I know he's listening. And I'm pretty sure that he's using FT50 into the little portable there, listening on the K2IRT. Rob, if you hear me, I know you probably do. My regards, hoping that everyone is doing okay at home. And like always, it's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance. Although I can't hear you now, but hopefully next time around you'll be able to reply back and say hello. But it's always a pleasure, and my greetings to you and your family. And let me see if there's another station around it. If you could pick it up, and this is Dan 2 OKB, and I'm returning it to Nathan Call.
All right, you got K2IRT with WA2AXV here. All right, well, I'm going to have to stay on the side for a second because I have Steve on the phone, W2FBR. He's got a perfect signal, a 5x9 signal on the phone. So while I have him on the phone, I'll do a relay, and he says hi to the gang, by the way, and I should be back in a couple. And again, thanks everybody for stopping by, especially Andy, and Val is out there, even though Val can't transmit. Frank and everybody else. I'll be right back. This is the K2IRT. Boy, what a broken up relay today.
Andy, have a nice pleasant evening, and you know, like always, it's always a pleasure meeting your acquaintance here on the K2IRT. Bob, I know you tied up on the phone, 73. And I would say 73. And again, it's always a pleasure. I always enjoy the nice conversations that we had and the good time that we had down in Jason. 73 to everyone, and I also want to sign off over here. I got to start getting ready for tomorrow morning. I got to get back to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, so probably early bird. 73, and on to next. This is N2OKB. With that 73, and I'll pass it on to the next control, or to a normal use, I guess, with the K2IRT repeat. Good evening, Lobie. This is Dan 2OKB from Orange County, New York. Good evening to everyone present on the net tonight. Again, this is November 2, Oscar Kilo Bravo. Good evening to everyone.
How you doing, Mac? How you doing tonight? It's up great today. Looks like it's going to be a quiet night tonight. I forgot it was the middle of the New Year's holiday here. So a lot of the guys may not be here tonight yet.
All right, you got
Tell me about it. I've been quite a few places today to try to take the care of business.
Yeah,
and,
they said the majority of the guys who
surprised
to come on during the holiday.
Due to the holiday.
You have us.
I was not aware.
Lobie.
We were in the middle of that holiday. But some places were open, some were closed. It's my understanding by the weekend they're all going to be returning back. But definitely, that's probably going to make the net probably a little smaller than usual. Over to you, Lovie.
Thanks, you have to go to IRC group of the WA2AXV here. Well, that's okay. Well, since we're here, we can get off rest tomorrow, right? I was up at 73rd Street yesterday and talking to the gang up there, and I was to find out. Sounds like someone is doing a recording and a playback of me and the gang here. You got WA2AXZ for K2IRT. All right, I don't know if anyone else is going to be out there, but I think we'll put a lid on it for another week. You got WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. Another abbreviated session. And again, if anyone's looking for information, check out K2IRT on QRZ or look me up, Whiskey Alpha 2 Alpha X-Ray Zulu, WA2AXZ, and we'll send you more information and we'll try to get more and more people involved in the K2IRT Transit Internet and the Transit K2IRT Club here. All right, that's it for me. I'm going to QSY down, or is that up to 160 meters? I'm going to check out a couple of things, and then I'm going to hit the sack. I'm dragging right now. You got K2IRT and Lobi wishing everybody a great night. And to all our observant friends out there, the happiest and peaceful of New Year's.